For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The House and Senate are in a weekend session amid a partial government shutdown centered on President Trump's demand for billions of dollars for a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor.
Roughly 25% of the government shut down because of one person, President Trump.
Earlier, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said on the floor that no further votes will occur until the President and Senate Democrats have reached an agreement. Any bill to reopen the government will need 60 votes to pass the Senate because of procedural rules, meaning Republicans will need some Democratic votes. Brett McGurk, Special Presidential Envoy for the Global Coalition to Defeat ISIS, is stepping down early due to a strong disagreement with President Trump on the withdrawal of troops from Syria. McGurk had been planning to exit his post in February, but sources tell CBS News that he turned in his resignation on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
A partial government shutdown won't cancel Christmas, but some of the people making things run smoothly ahead of and after the holiday are affected. Jackie Simon, the policy director for the American Federation of Government Employees, says President Trump's holdout for the border wall funding unfairly impacts federal employees.
Demonstrates a complete lack of concern or understanding of the impact that a shutdown has on not only these workers' lives, but also their ability to perform the mission of the agency.
The shutdown affects about 380,000 workers at 9 of 15 cabinet-level departments who've been sent home and won't be paid for the time off. Another 420,000 deemed too essential to be furloughed are forced, like the Border Patrol officers, to work without pay. After past shutdowns, such workers have been reimbursed later on. Spain's foreign ministry gives permission to an aid boat carrying 311 rescued migrants to set course for Spain after Italy and other Mediterranean countries did not answer its request to dock. Proactiva Open Arms saved 313 migrants Friday in waters near Libya. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Consumer Reports has listed some retailers with the best and worst return policies. Some stores will let you return anything, even without a receipt. Others shackle you with time limits and restocking fees. John Clemens has more.
Consumer Reports has listed Nordstrom with one of the best, with no receipts required, no time limits, and no original tags needed. L.L. Bean is another one listed that gives consumers up to 1 year to return an item. Forever 21 is among the stores that are tough for returning items, with a policy that returns must be made within 30 days to get an exchange or refund. One survey found one-third of Christmas shoppers consider a store's return policy as an important factor for consumers.
A brief scare at a Delaware shopping mall last night, Master Corporal Michael Austin.
There was a report of shots fired in the Christiana Mall located in Newark, Delaware. At this time, there are no injuries as a result of any type of shooting.
The mall was evacuated and closed on one of the biggest sites for Christmas shopping, but no evidence of gunfire was found. Several people said they saw two people fighting and then thought they heard shots. Ohio Governor John Kasich vetoed a bill Friday that would have increased benefits for deceased first responders' families because lawmakers tacked onto the bill a $13,000 pay increase for themselves. But some of the bill's supporters hope to see Kasich's veto overridden next week. The proposed pay increase for state lawmakers was added to the bill late in the session before the final vote last week. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.